I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Randolph County Board of Elections voted to leave all precincts intact and open for the upcoming midterm elections in November. A proposal to close 7 of the 9 voting locations in the majority African-American county had drawn widespread condemnation, including from both Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams. The proposal to close the precincts came from an election consultant hired by the county who was a financial supporter of the Kemp campaign. The county terminated its contract with the consultant earlier this week. In announcing the decision, the board said, quote, "The interest and concern shown has been overwhelming, and it is an encouraging reminder that protecting the right to vote remains a fundamental American principle." The Atlanta suburbs of Henry and Cherokee County are leading the region's population growth. That according to new data from the Atlanta Regional Commission. The data show the 10 counties around Atlanta added nearly 76,000 new residents between last April and April of this year. Job growth is the major catalyst. Overall, the population of Atlanta's 10 regional counties increased by 1.7% and now stands at just over 4.5 million people. Atlanta's urban core is also growing. About 460,000 people live inside the city of Atlanta, a 9% increase since 2010. Health officials are urging people to take precautions against mosquitoes. Gwinnett County has confirmed its first human case of West Nile virus this year. It's the third suspected case in the state. Roxanne Connolly with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says people need to be diligent about using bug spray.
Sometimes we don't know that mosquitoes are out, but if you're in the southeast in the summer, you're going to encounter mosquitoes pretty much any time you go outdoors.
Experts also recommend dumping any standing water, even a small amount, because mosquitoes breed in it. Sears is closing 3 stores in Georgia. The department store's parent company says they're among 46 unprofitable stores closing nationwide. Savannah's Sears store will close by the end of the month. The Brunswick and Cumberland Mall locations will close by the end of October. Sears has already closed 4 locations in Middle and South Georgia. The company says the cuts will allow them to focus on more profitable stores. DeKalb County residents met with county officials last night to voice their concerns about ongoing problems with water bills. For nearly 2 years, the county has struggled with an outdated water billing infrastructure, which has overcharged some residents and left others with no bill at all. Speaking to CBS 46, Star McKenzie of the Citizen Advisory Board said the county must take responsibility.
They need to take care of residents during this because they've already admitted the processes are broken down, the technology's not working. So why is the resident still the one bearing the burden of proof?
Officials say roughly 47,000 water meters will need to be replaced. Disputed accounts are being frozen until the issue is resolved. And in sports, Atlanta United face rival Orlando City tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta's Joseph Martinez could claim the MLS record for most goals in the season if he scores tonight. Game time is 8 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.